I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's get the latest from the markets with Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
What are your headlines?
So today we had some pretty breaking news actually from the U.S. Treasury, which announced an increased spending or size of nominal long-end bond purchases. Now, that sounds like a bunch of jargon if you are newer to this stuff or trying to get the hang of it and figuring out the bond market and how to get the hang of it. It's something I think we're always trying to improve, no matter how long you've been doing this. But the bond market actually made a substantial move today, and not just bonds, but many markets. We're going to take a look or talk about the dollar. We'll also talk about precious metals, because this was a pretty groundbreaking and very interesting move from the Treasury. Let's talk a little bit about what happened first in terms of a market reaction. We have precious metals, gold up 3.5%, same with silver here today. Stocks are up, at least at the time of recording this, minorly, just a little bit here. But really what's interesting is the yields world. If you take a look at the two-year yield, it is flat to maybe slightly positive here today. But the real interest is in the 10 and 30-year government bond yields. We see them dropping sharply today after effectively the Treasury has committed to being an aggressive buyer of long-term government bond government bonds. And that's really interesting here because it changes the tone of a lot of things. We've been seeing yields rise and rise and rise, and it has been a thorn in the side of the current administration as well as financial markets, because these rising yields, especially with what we've been covering with the Ministry of Finance, the Bank of Japan, trying to support Japanese yen, there is a little bit of that flavoring in here as well. But let's talk a little bit about the facts. What we've seen here today is a sharp drop in yields. The 30-year yield is down 1.65%, coming off of its most recent highs, the highest since 2007 of 5.337. We have now seen those yields moving lower in response to this. Let's break down why that might be. Well, basically, the Treasury committing to buying a significant amount persistently of U.S. Treasuries, and I believe this is set to start September 9th of this year, that persistent buying obviously causes bonds to catch a bid at the long end of the curve. These long-duration bonds are seeing aggressive buying right now, front-running this announcement. Well, that, of course, sends the yield on those bonds lower. Remember that yields rise when the bid for bonds is weak, and yields fall when the bid for bonds is strong. And so we're seeing a little bit of that reversal here from this commitment. Now, that has impact on many other markets if we think about that. Interestingly, the dollar is much lower today as well. Let's think about why that might be. The dollar index is lower. Other currencies are strengthening against the dollar sharply here today. The dollar versus the Japanese yen also notably moving sharply lower. More on that in just a moment. Well, if we think about the DXY, the dollar index here, is moving lower because if bond yields are moving lower, that could be an ease of pressure in terms of central banks, or specifically the U.S. central bank, needing to hike interest rates to combat inflation, etc. If the yields world is rising and rising and rising, it makes the Fed more uncomfortable and may need to hike rates. Well, this step up from the Treasury to support long-end bonds is bringing yields lower. Now, on the short end, it's not changing a whole lot because, of course, this is targeted at long-term government bonds being bought more aggressively by the Treasury. Now, they had several reasons as to why they wanted to do this, quoting that, you know, there would be a need or there was significant need for fresh cash injections. And this is effectively, I think, a fair thing to kind of put out as a mini QE, quantitative easing. This is injection of cash straight into the system to support the bond market. And we have to ask ourselves, why might that be? And one of the things that we have seen from the Treasury recently has also been a commitment to trying to help our allies, Japan, not necessarily out of good faith, but for the sake of the financial system, I would argue, with the Japanese yen problem that they're having. Now, what is that problem, you might be asking? Well, the the Japanese are seeing their currency rapidly lose value. And they've been really uncomfortable with this because it's putting pressure on the Japanese people, as well as, you know, causing some instability concerns about the, you know, borrowing, the massive borrowing going on in Japan and the need to repay that debt. Well, basically, what we're seeing here, I would argue, is in tandem a move to assist with that. This aggressive willingness to buy bonds effectively gives Japan more liquidity to sell their bonds in order to support their own currency. We know that the Japanese are large holders of U.S. government bonds. And so if they're holding U.S. treasuries and need to raise cash, what are they going to sell? Well, U.S. treasuries. That's been part of the concern, I would argue, as to why yields have persistently been moving higher at the same time that the dollar has recently been moving lower. That story by itself is something that we could spend time talking about. But I think the bigger theme here is basically an attempt to help with that strengthening of the Japanese yen. And it seems, at least today, to be working. You have the Japanese currency, the yen, moving up almost 0.8% on the day at the time of recording this. Meanwhile, the dollar is down 0.75% on the day, which is a sharp move lower in a print that we had already kind of been discussing as a softer macro outlook. Let's talk about the dollar for just a second here. We've seen in the latest round of inflation, the producer price index number coming in lower than expected. We've seen economic growth that has been mostly weaker than forecasts, like GDP growth quarter over quarter, lower than expected. Services PMIs, retail sales, consumer confidence. These economic metrics have been softer than expected, leading to the dollar to also show a little bit of softness. We've seen also the jobs market data come in softer than expected. So this slowdown in jobs, slower than expected economic growth, and now this story breaking where you effectively have yields being, you could call it artificially or supported here in the bonds market, artificially sending yields lower and vice versa, the dollar lower. And I guess artificial may not be the right word because this is real buying. It's just that it's effectively buying that is being done through money printing. Let's remind ourselves that in order to buy significant amount of treasuries, where is that capital going to come from? Well, it's going to come from the American taxpayer. At the end of the day, that's what is going to raise the funds here needed in order to do all of this bond supporting. So it's the U.S. buying its own bonds, which is kind of confusing, but simultaneously is a real, tangible, significant flow of cash being injected into the bond market. So you could argue it is somewhat artificially supported in order to get yields to cooperate, which has been a key cornerstone piece of the administration, the Treasury's goals here is to keep the long end from blowing out, as they say, meaning long-term government bond yields skyrocketing higher is a challenging one for markets to grapple with. That makes borrowing money for both, not just for individuals, but also for countries, governments, businesses, et cetera, it starts to raise that cost. And some would argue that that's kind of like non-productive cost for the government, right? They're just paying back a ton of the GDP growth that's coming in. You know, that tax revenue is being used in order to just pay back government debt, which is, you know, not necessarily something that is as attractive. So they're trying to get that number down by effectively printing more money in the meantime. So it's a fascinating story, and it's an interesting strategy going on from the Treasury in order to get this done. We also did get some data here this morning. We had UK CPI numbers, 2.9% year over year versus 2.9% expected, and core CPI was just mildly higher than expected. Meanwhile, however, the producer price index number came in month over month lower than expected for the UK. And the RPI, which I'm going to read what that actually stands for, it's the change in price of goods and services purchased by consumers for the purpose of consumption. So the RPI differs from CPI in that it only measures goods and services bought for the purpose of consumption by the vast majority of households. And it includes housing costs, which are excluded from CPI. So that number did come in lower than expected. So a bit of a mixed report there. And just a quick look at the British pound in response to that. The British pound is obviously moving higher here today anyways due to what we saw announced this morning at 8:30, that support for U.S. long duration government bonds is also weak for the dollar and a strengthening factor for the U.K. You have to think this is in some ways going to be a lot of money printing in order to support that treasury bond situation. And so you have kind of a weaker factor in the dollar, and also obviously yields moving lower generally is going to be more of a bearish thing for the dollar as well.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Nick, for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Thanks, Johnny. Speak to you next time.